Yes, but dad ding it, why'd you let him go? Why'd you let him go? He was holding down the floor there, and I no more than turned around, he was gone.
Well, I couldn't help it. Just as I got him down, that there darn fire department come busting in here. Dad darn near walked all over me.
And you mean the Spanish fellow got away in the ruckus?
I don't know just what kind of car he was driving.
A ruckus ain't no car. A ruckus is, well, it's just a lot of claptrap and noise.
Like the one you drive, huh?
Certainly. No, I don't drive no ruckus. There's nothing wrong with that car of mine, and don't you forget it. I ain't paid a cent for a pile of repairs on it for a year.
Yeah? That's what the fella that made the repairs was telling me.
Well, there ain't been no repairs. I know how to pick out a car that don't need no repairs. That there car was a buy, I'll tell you. It'd be darn hard to drive another bargain like what I got.
Well, it's darn hard to drive that one.
I reckon you don't know what I get out of that machine.
Well, from the noise it makes, I figure you get sausage out of it.
No, I don't get sausage. I get speed. Speed, that's what I get. The other day I was driving up to Sam Barlow's chicken ranch. I hit 60.
60 chickens?
No, you darn fool, 60 miles. Yes, sir, 60 miles an hour.
Chuck, you wasn't gone an hour. And anyway, it ain't 60 miles to the ranch. It's only 12.
Well, what difference does that make? What difference does that make? The car went 60.
Oh, then you didn't stop at the ranch.
Of course you stopped at the ranch.
But the car kept on going, huh?
No, it didn't. It didn't. The car stopped, too.
Then, dang ding it, you're crazy.
I ain't crazy.
Yeah. It's only 12 miles to the ranch, ain't it?
Certainly, certainly it is.
And when you drove up there, you only went 12 miles, didn't you?
Yes, but I'm telling you, the car went 60.
See? See what I tell you? You're plumb crazy.
I ain't.
You were sitting in the car all the time, and you went 12 miles, and the car went 60. You're crazy in a loon.
I tell you, ain't crazy now, Ed.
Well, when you're only going 12 miles, how'd you make the car go 60? How'd you do it?
Why, that's easy. All I have to do is to put in some of that there new three-energy gas in the tank, and then just step in it.
Step in your gas tank? You mean with both feet?
No, I don't mean no such thing. I mean step in it. Put your foot in the gas.
Oh, you just put one foot in the gas tank.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't put nothing in the gas tank.
But you just said you did.
I didn't. I didn't either. You don't put nothing in the gas tank.
Well, then where do you carry your gasoline? In your pocket?
Sure you do. No, you don't. You don't.
You mean the car goes without gas?
No, it don't go without gas. You can't drive without gas.
Uncle Jake does.
Yes? Well, what kind of car has he got? What does he drive?
He drives a horse and buggy. Look at you that time.
Well, if you're so darn smart, just answer the phone there.
Answer it your own self.
I answered it the last time.
No, you didn't.
Now, don't start in there occupying. Answer it. It might be from Sheriff Plum.
Oh, Jack Nabbit. Well, start the conversation. Yeah. Yes, Miss New Bride. Well, just a second. Say that, but Miss New Bride said that baking powder we sent her was no good.
Was no good? Why, of course it was good.
Well, she says it wasn't. Says she made a cake and put in a whole can full of that baking powder, and it didn't bake the cake at all.
Well, didn't you put the cake in the oven?
Well, wait, I'll ask her. Say, Miss New Bride, did you put the cake in the oven? I see. No, she says that she was trying to save gas. It says if she was going to use gas to bake the cake, she wouldn't need the baking powder in the first place.
Well, tell her
just
that...
Just a second there, Zeb. What's that, Miss New Bride? Have we got what, snails? Yes, we got snails around here, but we can't catch them.
Say, wait a minute.
Can we put sugar on them? Say, we ain't got time to be chasing snails just to put sugar on them.
Now, wait a minute. She means them there round things eat at breakfast. She means
them... Well, I reckon we can get you some more snails. But I don't know how quick. You know how snails are.
Oh, say, that ding it. Wait a minute.
What, say, Miss New Bride? How'd you make mock duck? Well, I reckon you first catch your duck and then just mock it.
Hold on, will you? You don't make mock duck out of a duck. You stay.
Just a second, Mrs. New Bride. What were you saying, something, Zeb?
I said beef, a cow. You don't mock a duck.
Now, wait a minute. Mrs. New Bride, I got that wrong. You don't mock a duck. You mock a cow. Sort of tease it.
Hey, hold on there.
What'd you tease it with?
Hey.
You tease it with hay. You take one cow.
No, you don't. She's talking about mock duck with horse reddish sauce. Mock duck with...
Say, Zeb.
A horse reddish.
You take one horse.
Reddish horse.
One reddish horse.
Not a reddish horse.
Hello, Miss Newbride. Say, it don't have to be a reddish horse. It can be any kind of horse.
Oh,
hello?
Sign it.
Hello? A dead rabbit. She must have hung up.
Oh, land of Goshen, Eb. Can't you never get nothing straight?
No, I can't. Not when you stand there hollering at me.
No, I wasn't hollering at you. I was only trying to... Oh, shucks. Now, there's somebody outside honking for gas. Come on now, and let's see if you can wipe his windshield without getting mixed up. Come on, let's go out.
No, I'm coming, ain't I?
Yes, sir. Fill it up. Oh, howdy, Mr. Bush. Howdy.
Check your aisle. How be you, Mr. Bush?
Oh, pretty good. Give me about 3 gallons of gas, will you?
You bet your sweet life you will. Say, Zeb, you go back to them Philly tank up for him.
Heard any more news about those 3 guys that disappeared up there in Ortega Canyon?
You darn tootin' we have. In fact, that Spanish feller was in here yesterday. Come right into the store.
Well, what do you know? Then it's a cinch he ain't in the bottom of the lake. You know, I said before, and I'm saying now, that Spanish guy is the one that bumped off the other 2 birds. Did you arrest him?
No, we didn't. We couldn't find our deputy sheriff badges. You know, I was holding him, but he got away.
So you're a swell deputy sheriff, letting a crook like him get away.
Oh, shucks. We'll catch him yet. We slickered him.
What do you mean you slickered him?
Well, he come back here to get that box of his, the one with the dirt in it.
He come back for it? Why, say, there must be something darn valuable about that dirt if he took a chance to come back here and get it.
Yeah, and what's more, he didn't get it. I tell you, we slickered him. Zeb dumped all the dirt out into a sack, and he just got away with the empty box. And when he come back for the dirt, why, when he gets here, we'll get him. We got that there code message off him, too.
You mean the one the wind was telling me about with all the goofy writing on it?
Yeah, and me and Zeb's going to try and make it out. I'll tell you...
Well, there's your guess, Mr. Bush. Will that be all?
Yeah. Oh, say, listen, I'm looking for a... what did I do with that card? Well, here it is. Kind of funny name and hard to remember. The Countess of Air says here that she's renting the old Cragmire house. You know where that is?
Yeah, you just take the road to the left there, right where that first clump of bushes is.
Yeah, but what kind of house is it? How will I know where to stop?
You'll get there just about the time that long shot gas gets into your vacuum tank. You won't need to worry none about stopping.
Yes, it's about a half a mile from here. A great big place, sort of on the side of the hill.
Say, Mr. Bush, what's your business anyway?
Who, me? Teas and coffee.
How'd you tease coffee?
I don't.